We had late drama, Kieran, a last-minute free from Christy McNaughton straight to the back of the net. 1-14-16, Derry Walnut robbed Donegal of the chance to win three titles in a row. Donegal led for something like the last 38 minutes of the game until Christy's free effectively won the game. Donegal had a chance to go three up late on. I think it might have been, I'm not sure, Conor Gartland might have dropped it short from the sideline. But Jerry Gilmore was care of the game. I think he scored 8 points. Two of his frees were absolute monsters from inside his own 65. Donegal led 10-7 at half-time. They started really, really brightly. They were 4-2 up, 4-1 up in the early stages. Then there's a 10-minute spell whenever Derry took over. It took a fine save from goalkeeper Owen Mahon to deny Liam O'McKinney in the middle of the second half. So Derry got, I think it was something like 2 or 3 minutes to half-time, Derry went 7-6 up, but 4 Donegal points in a row, 2 from Peter Kelly, put the Donegal men 10-7 up for the majority of the second half here at Celtic Park. Donegal were the better team. They held all the aces. Jerry Gilmore with those couple of monster scores. Then you had a Derry spell where they dominated the game but just couldn't translate it into scores. And the longer the game went on, you felt Donegal were going to get the business done. At one stage, you were thinking, was it going to go straight to penalties? And at that stage, Luke White had been replaced. So you were starting to wonder, would Mickey McCann have brought Luke White back on again because of his heroics against Tyrone? But as it stands, it didn't count in the end because it was Christy McNaughton with the last action of this game. He put a free about just outside the 21-metre line. There were 2 points down. As I say, Donegal had the chance to go three up. It was an all or nothing strike for Christy McNaughton. He actually had a free earlier in the game that he took too quick, and it was disallowed quite rightly by the officials. But this time, he stood over the free. Score or bust, and he drilled it low into the net, and the Donegal team were absolutely shell-shocked. Derry are champions on a score line of 1-14-16 points. Man of the match, Gerald Gilmore with 8 points, but Christy McNaughton's goal was the key score, and it's Derry who take the title.